Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Atlanta.
Where you at?
Family.
Where you at?
New York.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio. Tonight, our episode is Karma Cafe. So you know what that means. There are no menus, but your ass will be served what you deserve. It's also known as our urban therapy. Well, me and Miss Unbelievable and Jazzy B, she's not here right now. She's still on her vacation. But still, me and Miss Unbelievable, we will be your therapist tonight. You got a problem? Don't get 30 days. Call us up and let us hood solve them. I am DJ E Monster. This is Miss Unbelievable. How you feeling tonight, Mama? Hello.
Hello. I'm a little cold, but I'll make it. I'll make it do what it do. You know, I get warm. Give me a little blanky.
Okay, so you just feeling a little chill tonight? Just a little chill.
A little chill tonight. It's a little cold.
Okay. So we're going to find out how chilly it is, see how bird-a-full it is out there. So all right, get ready. We're going to hit some of the monstrous spots, let y'all know what's the weather like. I also got some predictions for tomorrow's weather. So I kick back, relax, get you a drink, burn one if you got one. If you're in a legal area, disclaimer, if you're in a legal area, get in. And get ready for Karma Cafe. What's some other things that we got going on tonight? I know we got the who's fucking who, who's getting fat, entertainment lifestyle. Who we gonna clown tonight?
Oh my goodness, we are clowning. I think is there R. Kelly? No, I didn't do an R. Kelly one tonight. No, so there's a Tiffany Haddish. I had to do my Kardashians. Got to do the Kardashians. A mom putting her son on blast. Another cray cray white man. Cardi B. And some Kells. And some little love story. A little makeup. Someone trying to make up with their boo boo.
Okay. We're going to see what it is, and we're going to discuss it right here on Karma Cafe. I am DJ E Monster. I mean, what is your name tonight? Because we know you was Miss Unbelievable Jackson last night. What's your name tonight?
Hey, I'm Dr. Miss Unbelievable. Doctor.
Okay, then.
Miss Unbelievable.
Are you accepting appointments tonight, Doc?
I am accepting appointments tonight, and you can put your feet up on my sofa tonight. Only for tonight. Other than the other night, you had to sit up straight. Nah, don't put your feet on my sofa. Tonight, you can lay down.
Bump your couch, Doc. All right, so that's what it do. We gonna get it in, y'all. Karma Cafe starts right about now. This right here is Solo Lucci. I got another guy coming up after that. This right here has like a roster feel to it. And ain't nothing can help you woo-saw and be more conscious than sitting with a roster. You dig? In a set. So this is Cash
right.
Money, Solo Lucci, Karma Cafe.
You want us to hit us up? 443-9649. Press 1. We hear something problems tonight. Let's get it. Let's go.
I've been talking since the juvenile. Think I'm better. I got diamonds in my mouth. We've got no ceiling like the wings. You know what I'm about. That can money. I'm a boss. Still like
ask them to get up. See the way I'm dressed, to be like Manny Fresh. Boy, Giotto's on a bed, that's a Manny Pit. Diamonds on the action, starting like my daddy. Ballin' like Faulkner. All these blue hunters got my pockets, see walking. BBS be gay, cause it can't come with frosting. They know I'm a stunner, like I'm Stone Cold Steve Austin. Hey, hot girls, they there for me. Cause I don't brag, I let the money brag for me. And they know I'm on 10, just like yeah, money. Got all this bling bling, thanks to cash money, whoa, whoa. On that cab money, cause I'm big boss, chillin' easy. You can put them in a coffin. Gucci on my toes, I feel like I'm from walking. Was bumping BG on my speaker loud. Feel like Turk, cause I've been thuggin' since a juvenile. Think I'm baby, I got all these diamonds in my mouth. Whip got no ceiling like Lil Wayne, so you know what I'm about. That cab money, every day I'm shining like the sun out. I be making plays and I don't run routes. Look, all this money I can run out. All these bars, you would think I had to bond out. Get your got a strung out. Hey, I'm ballin' just like Jordan with the tongue out. About to go and get a crib bigger than LeBron. Your wife be mad, tapin' cause we can never hung out. Be foreign money, we the army, ready at the Navy. That Draco make you throw a that they go brazy. You don't like me, so I might just f*** on your old lady. I take your f*** from the clutch, let out my baby. Yo, yo. He saucin' on that cab money, cause I'm big bossin'. Chillin' easy, can put them in a coffin. Gucci on my toes, I feel like I'm from walking. With bumpin' BG on my speaker loud. Feel like Turk, cause I've been thuggin' since a juvenile. Think I'm baby, I got all these diamonds in my mouth. Whip got no ceiling like Lil Wayne, so you know what I'm about. That cam money, yo. After you back it up, then stop. Then what? Drop it like it's hot, then. After you back it up, then stop. Then what? Drop it like it's hot, I need a project. A hood rat. One that don't give up and say she took that. Need a project, a hood rat. One that don't give up and say she took that. She want that.
Diggers out, diggers out.
She want that.
Diggers out, bad man now.
Wobbity wobbity wop, wobbity wobbity wop, wobbity wobbity drop, drop it like it's hot.
Want it.
He saucin' on that cab money, cause I'm big bossin'. Chillin' easy. Can put them in a coffin. Gucci on my toes, I feel like I'm from walking. Was bumping BG on my speaker loud. Feel like Turk, cause I've been thuggin' since a juvenile. Think I'm baby, I got all these diamonds in my mouth. Whip got no ceiling like Lil Wayne, so you know what I'm about. That can money.
Charmin Cafe. Now, you can't call us any night with your problems. I'm just saying, we got problems too. We'll fuck around and end up at the liquor store. Check it out, new music. This is Scar Vega featuring H-G-O-F-S and F-X. Okay, it's called Million Dollar Man. We going from the low end to the high end to St. Paul. Straight down the motherfucking midway.
Chop it up,
yeah.
Money still coming through the network.
Hood gospel.
Round time.
Hood
gotta watch me. Put money on his head like GBI.
I do my thing, man.
GBI.
I do my thing, man.
GBI.
I do my thing, man.
GBI. Put money on your head like GBI.
I do my thing, man.
GBI.
I do my thing, man.
GBI.
I do my thing, man.
GBI. Put money on your head.
Got the phone call, everything's a go. She begging me to stay, but I need to go. On the other side, brothers got it cracking. Little dice game, but a lot of trapping. Made a quick stop at the corner store. My homie got a Dutch, but I needed more. Smell it in the air when I'm with it. I'm like Bobby Flay in the kitchen. Still don't nothing move but the money. Get to work, wrap it up like a mummy. Ship it out of town like I'm FedEx. I go hard for the money, give me credit.
Paper route, got the friends baking that. I need it up front, no disrespect. $1 million man to FBI. Look around, that one of y'all trust up. Chop it up, wet work. Money still coming through the network.
Jewish lawyer on retainer, so any sudden move, I'ma bang you. Headed out of town and I got it with me. It's cop and go, baby, gotta do this quickly. See me in the bar celebrating. My whole team around delegating. Running round base like a major league. I got a great pitch with enormous speed. Setting up shop in the city. 100 grand on the table looking pretty. Money counter sounding like a phone call. A bad boy puffing loud, call me Diddy.
Paper rap got the frizz bacon neck. I need it up front, no disrespect. $1 million man, Ted TBI. Look around, that one of y'all trying to stop me. Chop it up, wet work. Money still coming through the network. Gotta watch me. Put money on your head like TBI.
I do my thing, man.
TBI.
I do my thing, man.
TBI.
I do my thing, man.
TBI. Put money on your head like TBI.
I do my thing, man.
TBI.
I do my thing, man.
TBI.
I do my thing, man.
TBI. Put money on your head like TBI.
Oh, okay. There we go. Comic Cafe. Online music with a roar. Tonight is therapy music. It's not about the dance. It's about you going booster. And when you hear the cuss words, say them out loud and it make you feel good. DJ E-Monster, we got Miss Unbelievable. And she's taking only absolute appointments only. Absolutely, my bag. 424-243-9649. You got to press 1, though, if you're having issues. Tonight, Miss Unbelievable, what's the weather like in our monstrous spots right now? Is it beautiful or is it just ugly?
It's just cold. So, Minneapolis right now, I'm negative 2, but it feels like negative 28. You heard me right, negative 28.
It's colder than
your
freezer.
Say that one more time. Negative 28. London, night skies is 37. Paris is 32 with the light drizzle. Atlanta is 31, mostly cloudy. New York is 23. Dallas is 51. San Juan is 78. Phoenix is 65. Los Angeles is 73. Kansas City is 17, but it feels like 2. Miami is 71. Yeah. And
okay.
Yeah. Deep freeze in Minneapolis. Deep freeze. So I'm gonna say we're in a deep freeze.
Okay. Well, y'all heard them numbers, and y'all know how we do it around here. If you from San Juan, or you from down there in Miami, don't you call in here tonight? No. Hell to the no. We'll hang up on you. You got too much warm weather out there while the rest of us is freezing. To be having some problems. Hello, get in. I'm just
we cold.
So
I don't know about you. We cold.
So but did you know the forecast for here in the Twin Cities tomorrow? It's gonna be, or it's gonna be feeling like 40 below zero.
Mm-hmm.
40 below zero. It is. Uh huh.
Mhm.
Mhm. So I'm just going to say now, people, if you got your dogs outside, bring their ass inside. Bring your husband in.
Shit, bring yourself in. Bring yourself in, okay? And if you see a homeless person, man, churches, open your doors. It's going to be too cold. Make sure you got some blankets for our homeless.
Right. So let's see.
Mm-hmm.
The cafe. Talk about issues. We got the who's bumping who. Who's coming up and see. We got a couple more minutes to spare. Let's see. What's some other things? I know there were some other things that I wanted to talk about. You know, because tonight is about community issues, politics, current events, those type of things. So, you know, it could be anything. Anything that's going to cause you to spark a conversation. And don't forget, people, when you do be out there having conversation with people, speak on it like it's that. A conversation. Don't let it turn into an emotional or a pride fight or a fist fight. You know what I mean? Keep it at conversation. Try to open up your consciousness. You know, I mean, you got to meet them halfway just to say, okay, I'm not going no further than this. But, you know, and sometimes when it gets to a point, just stop the conversation if you know it's getting heated. You know what I mean? I mean, Can you understand what I'm saying there, Miss Unbelievable?
Absolutely, because sometimes, you know, when this is I think something that people need to realize and remember. You are, when you're having a conversation with someone and you're conversing about an issue, you are listening, not listening to answer. You're listening to have a conversation. Most people just listen to, I'm going to answer what he got to say. You're waiting to answer, but you're not really listening to the whole conversation because you'll start off somewhere else and you're like, that's not what we're talking about. So be aware of when you're talking to someone, listen, hear them, and then respond. And then respond, because sometimes you respond off emotion, not good. Sometimes you respond and it ain't got nothing to do with it. So, and hear before you start talking. So I agree, you know. And try not to cut nobody off. That's what I do that a lot, and I'm learning that again, because I'm not listening. I'm listening to respond. So, yeah.
Right. Because, yeah, sometimes something can just start off as minor conversation and turn into a heated brawl, damn near office fight, bar fight, or something else all over just because two people disagree and they came to say, okay, we disagree. All right, that's how you feel, because that's all really a conversation is. It's a gathering of information and opinions. You know what I mean? Now, some of the information may be from experience. Some of it might be from somebody else, a news source or something else like that. And sometimes you can't really back up a news source or a book or something like that, because it's always coming from somebody's opinion and their angle and how they see it and how they want to present it to you. That's why they always say there's two sides to a story. Somebody gets into an accident, you ask both of them, nope, it was their fault. Well, if they would have did, you know what I mean? So sometimes it's not a right or wrong. It's just gathering information and you're exchanging opinions. And sometimes you got to leave it at that. Like we said, hey, it can turn into something a whole different. It can go from talking about, I don't know, who got the best cartoon character in a Marvel's movie. So I don't know. So you know what I mean? So somebody got stitches.
Well, I you know, sometimes when you are having a conversation and it does seem like it's escalating, who's going to be the bigger person to just be like, you know what, I agree with you? Because they always say that women can't do that. Or, you know, if they're out of pocket, I apologize. You know, it's almost seem like whose ego is going to win this conversation, or they're trying to, like, have, oh, I'm a out-knowledge this person. I'm a use some big words, so, you know. And sometimes you just like, it don't take all that. Just talk to me. You know, it's the respect factor that you have, and it's the substance of what you're talking about that will make the conversation interesting and worth talking about. Because sometimes people, we talk about something, you'd be like, yeah, especially with turning to gossip and hearsay, yeah, you got to walk away from that. Because they're trying to, you know, bring you into their mess. And when they bring you into your mess, you'd be like, how did I get in it? How did my name get in it, and I wasn't even saying nothing, but they'll bring your name up with the quickness, and you'd be like, "What? Well, I was talking to DJ Monster, and what?" So just gotta be careful who you talk to too.
Right, because hey, I'm gonna keep it 100. Some people you shouldn't be having a conversation with. Y'all not even on the same level. I'm just saying, you know what I mean? Somebody trying to tell you something. And they don't know nothing about just because they want to be in the conversation, and then they're still trying to win the conversation. You know what I mean? Talking about somebody who ain't even finished the fourth grade, and they're trying to explain to you that it's called New Year's and not New Year. No, it's called New Year. Happy New Year, not Happy New Year's. You understand what I'm saying? I'm just using that as a drama.
Yeah.
But you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes some people you shouldn't even be even trying to have a conversation with. Come on, man. That's why you're arguing.
True.
That is a person, you know what I mean? That's the type of person who's not going to listen. They're kind of stubborn, and they're going to tell you some shit that they heard from somebody else who had a dog who bought something from their uncle and their cousin who stole a candy bar and they did 3 years in prison with. Get it? like that's real.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. That's like listening to Trump. The people over there in Paris, they said, we want Trump. Yeah, okay. Asked some people in Paris, they were like, who said it? Who said it? Not me. Not me. Shit, leader of Paris even came out and said, don't you say that again. Nobody over here said that. Don't you embarrass my company or my country. What the hell's wrong with you? Yeah, they, I'm just saying, man. I'm just saying. All right, I guess we got some more music to play.
Yeah.
Let me see. All right, I got some more. I got some a nice little vibe for y'all. It's not slow. It's kind of like one of those, how about if I just play it? Instead of trying to explain it, it'd probably be better off if I just play it, huh?
Come on, Doc.
Okay.
Play that. Drop that, Doc.
Okay.
Let's go.
Check it out. This is Sam Henshaw. It's called How Does It Feel? Comic Cafe. It's not about the dancing around here tonight. It's about you going woosah and having some conversation for the water cooler tomorrow. Upcoming artist. Sam Henshaw. What a ride.
I just landed on the surf today. Heard some people acting crazy over something strange. Brothers be paying for diamonds that they can't afford. Just to keep up the appearance for a Polaroid. All I see is something crazy I don't understand. Ladies making babies just to keep a man. Fellas chasing Stellas when they got a pan. They go from Stephanie to Bethany, from Jeopardy to never be. So, how does it feel? That's what they say. Ooh, must be insane. Oh, yeah. Somebody has got to tell me. What it sounds like, but someone told me it's a little Marvin with some candlelight, a little ocean on the weekend with a can of Sprite. I mean, a loving wife. Ooh, love is such a mystery. I'm so perplexed by all the things my eyes have let me see. People think that love is things like physicality, when in reality it's meant to hold you down like gravity. If I have to buy love, then I don't really want love. If this is what it means, the fighting and the screams, you want dependency, I need sincerity. Oh, I gotta know, I ain't too sure. Somebody tell me, how does it feel to be loved? Yeah.
Sam Henshaw, 424-243-9649 for some therapy. So, all right, we're about to get over to our Who's Bumping Who and Who's Getting Fat part of the show, also known as the Gossip Lifestyle. So, all right, Mr. Unbelievable, who we going to clown first? Oh, my goodness, they going to get it tonight. Who we going to get? Who we going to get?
Okay, we get in. Wendy Williams. Y'all know I talked about Wendy Williams. Well, yesterday I talked about Wendy Williams and her issues with her health. But check this out. This is some crazy stuff, right? Wendy Williams' mother-in-law, accuses allegations her son as abusing Wendy Williams. she abuse? Is like
physical abuse.
Oh, physical abuse. She's spilling the tea, the coffee, the milk with the sugar. Okay. She told the National Enquirer that Wendy Williams is suffering from the hands of her husband, from hell. She's called her son hell. And that broken arm, or that so-called arm, yeah, that may be her son, because he's seen, she's seen him choke her, kick her, punch her in the face, and all that. So she's like, Wendy Williams' hunter is covering up the abuse and all this, and she will not be back on her show until maybe February because she is out for the rest of the month. And some of it has got to be do with her recovering from her fractures from her son, from the hands of her son.
Allegedly. Okay.
Allegedly.
So you saying this is the son's mom saying this?
Son's mom.
Well, damn. I mean, shit. Wow, that's some heavy allegations. And I mean, shit, Wendy Williams will have a lot of explaining to do. You know, y'all know who she is. She got the gossip show. She's always talking about people, you know, what they should and shouldn't do, and a lot of advice, and ooh, what they gonna say about this one now, or what she gonna say about this one. Looks like now she is definitely in the spotlight where she used to hold the cap, where she used to hold the light. But wow, you know, I mean, it's, I know it's gonna be good for a lot of people in tabloids, because that's one of the main things they gonna drive on, because she always went so hard on people. But to be honest, I hope it's not true. I would hate that she would have had to go through that where somebody jumped on her so bad that they fractured bones and all this other stuff, and she don't have the courage to walk away being who she is. You know what I mean? I hope it's not true. I hope, you know, that the side piece, all that other stuff with her marriage, I hope all that's not true. I know it's good for tabloids and everything, but let's keep it real, people. Let's stop looking for something funky for somebody else to entertain us. You know what I mean? Like that whole Chris Brown thing. I don't know any, I hope we got some more updates. I don't know any more updates, but we did talk about the Chris Brown thing.
Yes.
Look how quick
so
he was
update,
to get that ass.
Yeah, we got updates.
You got
Chris
an update
Brown.
On that?
Chris Brown is now suing the young lady for defamation of character and lying on his name. So they were saying there were two other men involved, so they were let go, and we knew they didn't even post saying that there was two other people. They only posted Chris Brown, and so he's suing. He's like, "You guys are ruining my reputation," and the court date will be set soon. So that's the update.
Right. Well, you know, that should be done. You know what I mean? There should be a law, total law against that. I know it's an edgy sword, but if they can prove that it was just gross, I don't know what to call the legal term, but y'all know what I'm saying. If they can prove that it was that they did it maliciously to try to get money or blackmail someone or whatever, yes, they should be hit with fines. That should go to the other, to the person that they defaced. They should be doing some type of time, because that's heavy. Because if it's not proven that they didn't do it, that person's usually looking at a mandatory of 12 years, if not more. You ruined somebody's life and name. Now he got to go with that. No matter where he goes, somebody will say, "Wasn't you charged with rape in Paris?" Come on. And I mean, a lot of people going, it's not really going to hurt her that bad. If she's really an escort, come on, that's a weekend job. $5,000, I think, is a mandatory for defamation of character. I'm not for sure. But I think that's what it is. I think it's like $5,000. That's why the big stars, they don't care. They'll slap on somebody in a minute. That's why, like, I'm just using these people as examples. Why 50 Cent will fuck with whoever he fucks with. He don't care. Give me a defamation, 5,000 bloop, that's nothing. I get more publicity off of that. You know how many YouTube views I got?
Right.
My monetization made more than 5 racks.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, yes. And I hate to say it, but get they ass. Get they ass.
Yeah, really, because I'm so tired of these. I'm tired of the crying wolf. And like I said before, the one who this really happens to, it just makes it hard and impossible for the truth to be determined. And that's, like, so sad because people keep crying wolf. They ain't gonna be coming. It ain't gonna be heard. It ain't gonna be heard.
Right, right. I mean, maybe they do got laws against stuff like that. I mean, they got laws against people not pulling up their pants. I would imagine they gotta have something that will prevent that from happening. Because, I mean, it's really who is really, really hurting other than the person that's being accused. It's really hurting all the other victims out there that want to come forward, but now they may get chastised and not believe because, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So.
Yes.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. Comic Cafe.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So, all right, we got other stuff over there. Who else we gonna plow? Put their ass. I got some barbecue sauce for their ass. Who next?
Okay, so you know, us ladies love surprises, okay? Do we love surprises?
Okay.
We love when our mans are, you know, trying to get us back and they do what they need to do. Mm-hmm. Just saying.
Yeah.
So hopeless, romantic. So Toni Braxton, you know, the Amber man, was talking about breaking up and how they was doing a new year and different things like that. So Birdman pulled an outfit and joined Toni Braxton on stage. And, you know, Toni didn't do like Cardi and like, bro, exit stage, right? She embraced her ex with a passionate hug and walked off like, yeah, baby, yes. Mm-hmm. So, where they said, don't be surprised if you see them two with the wedding date on because they love each other.
Oh, that's so cute. Look. Just like, yeah. Walked off the stage like, yeah. My taxes finna get paid. Yeah.
Wow, now they get ready to get paid. Well, they may be, because he paid the last one. So these ones may be paid for, too. He can afford it. Stop playing. Take care of your woman.
Right. So I wonder if he can write it off. That's what I would do. Just write it off. You know? So let's see. Yeah. But, hey, that's good, though, because I was like, I was hoping that you was not going to say that she kicked him off the stage, exit stage, right? So I'm going to be like, ladies, it's hard for us alone, us men, a lot of us, to be like, nope, especially in front of a lot of people, baby, I screwed up. Everybody know you, dog. But for you to stand out there and roof, that's a whole nother story. You know? so, you know, for... I just didn't want it to become something where ladies are like, you know, there's no way I can forgive you, whatever. Now, I'm not saying always forgive just because he jumped up there with a cake. You dig? I mean, let's keep it 100. Yes. Let's not keep it 100. y'all know, if you know what I was just saying there. I'm glad that, you know, it went. I'm glad it went in baby's way.
Okay, but sometimes, you know, is your relationship built with the pride of it all, or is it built with the love of it all? Because the most relationships that I see is pride-driven. If you do something, I want to do something back, or if you do something, I can't forgive you, knowing that your your closet, your graveyard, your graveyard. If the bodies could talk and come up and be like, woo, 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 you would not be acting like that. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I can feel that. So, what else we got over there?
So, you know how most guys are trying to be, you know, good to their kids, and how most women nowadays take their kids away, you know, when they get married and they don't follow the court order plan. Well, Nas is fussing with the courts because Kells is trying to move their kid to Colombia. Yes, I said Colombia. And he's not having it. Kells wants to become a Colombian farmer and wants to take her son with her. Huh?
Okay, let's get this right. Now, you're talking about Khalees.
Is it Khalees?
Kells, I'm thinking of R. Kelly.
Oh, it's Khalees.
Yeah, her name
is Khalees. Khalees. She wants to be a Colombian farmer. Nas is like, she's violating the custody agreement. I ain't going. She went down there for New Year's, and he was supposed to have him. The 9-year-old night didn't happen. He was supposed to have him for Father's Day. Didn't happen. She took him out to private school. They homeschooling him in Colombia. And, okay, she didn't even ask the courts to have him travel with her. She didn't ask the courts to say when she was traveling with him. She didn't ask the courts to get that permission to leave from Nas. So it's about to be a nightmare going down, because if you don't ask them courts, they can take the babies away from the mamas because they are working on both sides. If court order in there, she's not following it because she wants to be down there with her husband, but he's like, no, hold up. I'm the father. I have rights. And she's trying to overstep his rights.
Oh, wow. That's a continuous battle with them. They had like problems with their daughter. It always hit the tabloids. You know what I mean? I think that's one of those relationships you just described. You know what I mean? I'm not saying it is, but I'm just saying it sounds like to me that's one of the relationships you just described about the pride and all that other stuff. You know what I mean? And I know Khalees is not happy about, you know what I mean, not stepping out and stuff like that. She did things that are, like you said, you know, instead of talking it out or whatever, you know, she went out and did something despite him. You know what I mean? It was really crazy, if I'm not mistaken now. And this is Gossip Lifestyle now. This is Gossip Lifestyle. If I'm not mistaken, and if you know I'm wrong, please call us up, 424-243-9649. I believe what she did to get back to him a long time ago. I'm not trying to bring up no old drama, but I believe she hired like 2 male escorts and videotapes. he was not happy about that at all. You know what I mean? So, don't quote me on that. Check it out. Look up the information, blah, 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 blah. But I remember she did something that was similar to that to get back at him. was not happy at all. He was not happy. So, yeah. So, hopefully, at some point, they can, you know what I mean, get beyond all that extra, and not only do it for the kids, do it for yourself. I know a lot of people say do it for the kids. No, find peace for each other, because at one time y'all was in love, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So just find peace within each other, and things will be way greater. Yeah.
Well, it goes back what you said before too, like what's important? You got your life, you got his, you got Knight's life, who's 9, and you got her life. What's better for all parties? Like, stop being selfish and just thinking about yourself. Is it better for him to be in a Colombian farmer? Can you, you know, you got enough money? Can you go down there and visit your son and let him live peacefully? Is she happy? You know, let her live in peace. Like, mm-hmm. what's the common denominator that's going to set this relationship straight, that my pride is okay, your pride is okay, and his future is okay? Because that's it.
Right, right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And the only thing you got to do as a parent is make sure that when the child is with you, they don't be around no malice and no BS. Yeah, I mean, so let's just leave that in there before we move on.
Ooh.
A lot of people, they be
absolutely.
On that. Be like, you got who around my kid? Don't you know about? That's a whole nother episode. But okay.
That's a
okay.
whole
what
other
else
episode.
We got?
Okay, so, you know, these are my people that I love to hate and I hate to love, okay? The Kardashians.
Kardashians.
They are, yes, they are unhappy about Rob's rumored romance with Alexa Sky. And I reported a couple of days ago that Alexa Sky and China, Black China, have been going back and forth, fighting each other, whatever. So, you know, Rob is the one who...
Oh, no.
What?
Mm-hmm. No, sorry. Go
likes
ahead.
To
My
do,
bad.
My, okay. You know, Rob likes to do things, you know, to he's like one of those dudes who I'll be the pawn to get back at another girl or, you know, another guy. He's that guy. So, so Sky is trying to get back at Fetty Wap. Sky is trying to get back at Black China. Black China was trying to, and Rob was trying to get back at Tyga and Kylie Jenner. So their whole type of relationships with those folks are get backs. So. The Kardashians, like, they don't think that it's going to last, and they hope that it doesn't. They're being petty and said that they hooking up just to get back at everybody. It ain't about love. It's about the pettiness of it all.
Okay. I'm going to put it like this. And please excuse me. When I say this, okay, please excuse me. See, these are the type of things that happen when, look, see, I don't want to be a Kevin Hart and get kicked off the air. So I'm going to hesitate on that. But let's just put it like
Your
this.
Show.
At some point.
Come on, say that. Say that.
At some point, Daddy should have stepped in there and said, look, motherfucker, you fucking up. Sit your ass down. You over there, get your ass from around here and don't come back around here no more. Tell them little girls, get the fuck away from my son. Don't bring your ass around here no more. Get it? I'm just saying, because the shit that they doing right there, that shit right there is toxic. That's toxic. Okay. I say both of them is right. What's her name? Alexis with the Sky Coochie. Her, you wrong because you know Rob ain't got it all right now. We all know this. Globally, everybody know. That's why they be going after his ass. You think he vulnerable. He the motherfucking wounded motherfucking antelope. And these little lions is running up on his ass, and they just trying to get him. You dig? That's what I'm saying. Like, mm-hmm. he's not stable for that shit right now. Ain't y'all? He's not stable. So you wrong, Sky Coochie, whatever your name is. And Rob, come on, bruh. Come on, bruh. You going to fuck around and get hurt again trying to get somebody else jealous. You going to fuck around, be over there boot caking and shit. And oozing over there, you're going to get comfortable, and you're going to really start to like that shit. And then she's going to bounce on your ass because Sky Coochie got to take off and take flight and cap it off somewhere else. And that's what's going to happen because she's making somebody else mad by fucking with you. Y'all know what that means. A real player, I tell you, she don't like you. She like how you make somebody else mad. That's what she like. And once that stops happening, your ass is out of here. You getting you getting punted. You getting punted from the 30-yard line. I'm just saying. I mean, come on.
But
come on.
I got a question for you.
Yeah.
You said
yeah.
that daddy, where the daddy at? He's sitting there with a dress on. What the hell he supposed to say? He the girl. Hell he's going to say, bitch, get that. Yes. What? Have that.
You
can
get kicked off. Just remember who said what y'all kick her ass off. I didn't do it. You dig? I didn't do it. You can
use them while you choose them.
But yes, see, like I said, at some point, daddy should have stepped in there.
Ain't no daddy.
Well, one of his mamas should have jumped in there and told him what time it was.
And said, "What we? He's thinking like a lady. I'm a lady now. I'm a lady."
I can't believe you took me there. It is what it is. We got anything else on that topic?
I know we got more, but we got some more. We got some more Tiffany Haddish. I'm moving on. We'll move on. Tiffany Haddish is dating an older white man. Okay? Tiffany decided to try something new. She went with the swirl of the white man. She's was spotted leaving a romantic dinner with a gray-haired bae. They both slept into a car waiting. There's pictures, you know, but they're not, like, hugging up. They're like there's a nice gap between them, so it must have been a I'm getting to know you date instead of a oh, we doing something type of date. So they were saying interracial dating among black women was up 17% in 2018. 17%. And most black actresses are choosing to date white men. But now they said, don't get it twisted. Tiffany still like her brother because she was married to the one twice. But she's just trying something new, you know, in while she's living her best life. Go, Tiffany.
Okay. So she actually said that they're dating. That was a date.
Well,
no chance on no production meeting.
You can't tell, you know, because like I said on the picture, there's some feet between them. You know how someone's dated and they are close, and you know they hope the hands ain't, you know, yet clinging, but they're real close to each other, and you know like none of that. It was like I'm over here, you're over here, and we're coming out at the same time. So we'll just have to see if we're gonna see some up and close personal pictures of them. But the ones that I saw, it wasn't saying, "Oh, this is my man," you know, or "This is my babe."
Right,
it was just, "Oh, I'm out on a date."
Okay.
So, Cardi B is headlining her own Las Vegas residency. Now, y'all know that folks who go to Las Vegas make them coins. Okay? Make the coins. So, she will start in April at the Palms Casino Resort. 600, and they just went through a huge renovation, $690 million renovation. And so they are bringing her there. She's on the state-of-the-art performance, like, man, 360 DJ booth. Ooh, DJ, could you imagine 360-degree DJ booth? Oh, come on now. I'm just saying, I'm going to pause right there. That just sounds so sexy. And she's the first female rapper that's going to do that. And they're not saying how much coin she's getting. But anybody who knows, you got a Vegas, anything, oh, yeah, you're making some coins. Them coins is adding up for her. So she's making smart moves. for her career at this very moment. She is banking on every smart opportunity.
Right, right. She's making power moves. It ain't like it should be done. It ain't fuck what you think about her personally. She is making power moves. And yes, like
absolutely,
you said, that thing in Vegas, shit, even if she's on, even if she's only making $50,000 a show. Come on, let's keep it 100 though. Y'all understand what they say? Okay, we'll just say even if it's 10,000. Are you understanding what she just said? Y'all know what I'm trying to say, damn it.
Residency,
however you say that word. That's every day. I mean, she performs every day. I mean, every day. Well, even if she's only making 10,000, that's 70,000 a week. Come on,
every
man.
Every day.
Come on, man.
That means
damn
70 a week. And mm-hmm. then she's getting new people as her fan base who thought that she was this. And now she's this. They're seeing her as this. If you're hitting Vegas,
Vegas got dispensaries now. Man, please. It's going to be a hell of a, hell of a show.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why I'm like, Strong J.
Mm-hmm.
Woo!
Yeah, but hey,
okay,
but I do want to say, though, hold on. I do want to say, though,
mm-hmm.
I love how I have to see this. Because this sounds like a publicity pump up to me when you said a 360-degree DJ stage. Are you just telling me they got a DJ standing on top of a table in the middle of the floor? Is that what that is? I've been to one of them events. That's that bullshit, see? That ain't nothing.
We're going to have to go see
this.
We're going to have to go see and take our little... We're going to have to see it for ourselves. So in April when they open, let's mm-hmm. go see. Let's go do a field trip. I'm down for a field trip.
Shit, I'm down for it too. Matter of fact, are y'all out there down for a trip to Vegas? Or is your company ready to sponsor a trip to Vegas? And everything we do will have your logo and we'll always spit out your brand. Hit us up at monsterusradio@gmail.com for sponsorship, and we can make all this happen. Get it? All this happen. So,
Okay, so we got one more. Last one.
What else we got?
And I'm just going to read the topic, and then I'm going to just pause. And I'm not even going to read no more. It's just the 21-year-old white Florida man kills 5 hostages at a SunTrust bank, shooter arrested without injury. I'm just let that sit. I ain't even gonna talk about that no more. I'm just gonna let that just marinate right there. Okay, what was you gonna say?
Well, just a little bit on that story. He called in. He called himself in. Yeah, he called himself in. He called the police and told them to come get him because he just shot some people. And I think he was about to take hostages, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it was weird to me because
I didn't
hear the story too much. But before I seen the thing of them walking him to the car, and I was like, oh, he must not have did nothing too bad. But I guess if he's submissive, you know what I mean? There's no real reason to do the extra stuff, but...
He's a white man with freaking privilege. That's why I'm not giving him no storyline or nothing. He's a white man that killed 6 innocent lives, and he walked out with no injuries. Let there be a black man. He called it in himself. They shooting him on sight. Stop playing.
Okay.
So. Mm-hmm.
So, all right, it's about to get monstrous around here. So let's see. I don't think I got no more music. Shit, even if I did have music, by the time we get to the music, it'd be time to get out of here anyway. So let me see. What are some of the memes that we did today? Oh, I know one.
I got a question.
Oh, snap. Okay. You got a question. Let's
okay.
go ahead. Let's hit the
I
question.
I got a question. And then what would it mean? If you gave yourself permission to do name one thing you will give yourself permission to do. I give myself permission to do blank.
I give myself permission to do blank.
Yes. Answer the blank. I give myself permission to...
Okay, you might have to be a little more specific. Maybe you have to go first, because, I mean, I'm pretty sure a lot of people out there are probably thinking the same thing I thought right when you said it. I give myself permission to do whatever the hell I want to do. So...
Right.
Okay, that's my answer. I do whatever the hell I want to do. That's what I give myself permission to do. Okay.
I give myself permission to... have more fun.
I like that one. And you know what? That's seen that as Karma Cafe to help people with their therapy, you know what I mean? I have to admit, I was depressed at one point, and I just have to use little tactics and techniques to kind of cheer myself up to help raise up out of it, you know what I mean? Because that's part of it. Once you can get your mental to come together, you can pull everything else together with it. But I think that's a great thing that you just said. Something people can say in the morning when you get up. I give myself permission today to...
Mm-hmm.
What'd you say? Have some fun?
Have fun. Have more fun. Yeah.
Yeah. I give myself permission today to have a great day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I give myself permission today to laugh instead of crying when I'm feeling down.
See, just little things like that, little vibrations like that can help raise you up. I'm pretty sure y'all can think of some other ones. If you can, hit us up on our Facebook page, The Monstars, TheMonstarz, and let us know in the morning what you give yourself permission to do. You might cheer me up in the morning. You might cheer Miss Unbelievable up in the morning. Hell, we might cheer you up. Hit us up, The Monstars on Facebook. That's how you can connect with all of us individually. So, any other questions you got over there?
No, that was it.
That was it? I got a question.
Yeah.
If you sit on the toilet at 11:59 and the clock starts midnight, is that the same shit, different day?
Yep.
Okay, I thought so. Okay. That was one of my memes that I put out there.
Unless you drop a turd at 11:59 and the rest at 12 o'clock, then it's different.
Then it's different.
Then
you're just having a shitty day.
Absolutely.
Karma Cafe, we live, y'all. Can you tell there are no scripts to this? There are no scripts. Don't judge us. Pray for us. You can find more about all of our shows, all of our episodes at monsterusradio.com. You can listen to our archive show 24/7, 365. We got some great interviews over there. And if you'd like to get an interview yourself, let us know at monsterusradio@gmail.com. You can do a sweat equity interview, or you can get a sponsor interview. Either way you want to do it, just let us know how you want to make it happen. So, let's see. I'm DJ E-Monster. You can search me on all social media, DJ E-M-O-N-S-T-A, because you put in a S-T-E-R, you're going to find a whole nother cat you're not looking for. So, E-M-O-N-S-T-A, DJ E-Monster. Look for me. Add me on social media. I got mixes online. I even got music, as it's hard to believe. Yes, I even have music. And yeah, connect with me, interact with me, talk with me. Let's do something monstrous. Miss Unbelievable, you got any last words on our way up out of here?
Yes. You can hit me up on The Monstars, Themonstarz, and I'll hit you up. If you want some inspiration, you can look up Miss Unbelievable and you may find me. I want to leave you with this for tomorrow night. Marinate on it. Tomorrow's Friday Night Live. Just think about it, because it's our night of giving out, you know, tips and different things like that. So this is what you want to vibe of. Sometimes the ones that ain't your type are the ones that change your life and treat you right. I got it on the Monstars. Do you agree or do you disagree? That'll be our conversation for tomorrow night.
There it is. All right. So if you're scared to press one, you can always leave your comments over there, and we read them right here live on the air. So, all right, y'all have a good night from us, the Monstars. You dig? And keep Jazzy B in your prayers. You dig? Even though she's just on vacation. So, all right, y'all. We up out of here. I hope you have a good night. And if you go out tonight, don't drink and drive. I'm not trying to be in your business. I need your ass for the race tomorrow. You heard her. Friday Night Live. Peace. I'm out.